Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, I spoke about the New Zealand Warriors this morning and more devastating news for them today. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, he's got an early release from the New Zealand Warriors. So we have seen the last of Roger in the NRL for now. I would like to think over the next few years we may see RTS return. But for now, that's all, folks, on the career of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in rugby league, which is devastating. And he's a guy that I hold the highest respect for. I've got so much time for Roger. He's been such a champion in our game for so long. I mean, he's racked up 195 first grade games. I didn't think it would be that many, to be honest with you, but to almost reach the 200 game mark, it's scary to think where Roger could be if he spent the rest of his career in rugby league, and also if he didn't have that ACL injury. Dare I say, he's one of the few guys to come back from an ACL injury and, good God, potentially get better. Roger has been unbelievable. He's been such a great signing for the New Zealand Warriors over there. It's devastating to see him go, but my God, he has just been phenomenal in rugby league. And I'll tell you what, there was a story in my life that I remember playing down in Queen's Park, which is in like the eastern suburbs of Sydney, playing touch footy down there on a Wednesday night like we did every year. And this would have been probably 2011. It might have been early 2012. And I remember we were playing touch and I was in a reasonably handy team. And we were coming up against this other team that was pretty good. And as we were both getting ready to play, we all knew each other, so we're all having a chat and everything. And one of them said to us, "I'll keep an eye on this kid playing in this game." And we turned around to the field behind us, little skinny Kiwi kid, and they said, "Oh, this is a guy that the Roosters have brought over from New Zealand who they think is going to be a weapon." Anyway, we watched him play for about 5 minutes, and he scored two or three tries. He was bouncing around all over the place. It was social touch, I get it, but I've never seen someone move the way that this kid was moving that day. It was unbelievable. The steps he was doing, he was getting so high in the air, coming down, and just was electric. Even on the sideline, there was no way you could predict which way he was going to go. He was incredible. And within 6 months' time, he made his debut for the Sydney Roosters, and then within 18 months' time, he was a premiership winner and one of the best wingers in our game. The rise of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, it was incredible in rugby league. Some of the stuff that he did in 2013 for the Roosters was incredible. There's a try that he scores against the Melbourne Storm of all people in that season where he just beats them all ends out. All he needed was a couple of centimetres. Most wingers need a metre, half a metre to make something happen. Roger didn't need anything. He was unbelievable in that team. I still remember, and I believe it was his first ever NRL try was against the Parramatta Eels, and the Roosters ran the absolute cleaners through them. This would have been 2013, and he scored his first try. Then he scored another two tries after that. So in his game that he scored his first ever try, he scored a hat-trick, which was just unbelievable. He went on to have some amazing games for the Sydney Roosters that year. The one that stands out for me is a try that he scored against the Manly Seagulls. It was the week one of the finals, and this was, of course, to get the week off. They came up against the Manly Seagulls, and it was nil all for the vast majority of the game. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck scored the only try, and the Roosters won that one 4-0. An incredible game. And, you know, he played in 2013, played a couple more years at the Sydney Roosters after winning that premiership. The end of 2014, he leaves. Sorry, the end of 2015, he leaves. And this is after playing, I'd say about 80 games for the Roosters. Surprisingly, he doesn't score as many tries as what I thought he would have. Scores about 25 tries. Still a good knock, no doubt about it. But I felt like to me, like he was scoring a try, having impact every single week. But before he leaves the Warriors, before he leaves the Roosters, obviously, he does make the move back to fullback, which was a huge, huge transition. You know, they even had a stage there where they were allowing Anthony Minicello to go out to the wing for this kid to come in. And I think it's part of... I think Roger Tuivasa-Sheck understood how important that was in his career to be able to let, you know, an older guy who's a legend of the game step aside, let him jump in the fullback, let him learn, let him develop, and let him pick up tips from this all-time great Anthony Minicello jumping on the wing. And I think you've seen that this year in the career of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. He knew his career is coming to an end at the Warriors. They got this new kid, Reece Walsh. He said, you know what, I'll jump to the wing. I can still have impact there. I can still apply myself to this game, and I can teach this kid so much. And I think the development of Reece Walsh has been unbelievable. I mean, we can all bag the Broncos as much as we want. I mean, you can understand them not thinking that an 18-year-old was ready for first grade. And then for him to go to the New Zealand Warriors and learn off what Rogers has taught him is just unbelievable. He went to the Warriors in 2016. And of course, he did an ACL that year for the Warriors, which is devastating for them. He's a guy that he has just been so good for so long. And for him to come back from that ACL injury and then to win the Dally M medal in 2018 was just unbelievable. Obviously, the year after your Dally M, you sort of get back to form, you find yourself, which he did. Then the year after, back to your normal self. And normal self for Roger, that was a Dally M medal. The first ever Warriors player to do it. I believe he's only the second player ever to captain the Warriors for more than 100 games as well. Second or third player ever. An incredible player, Roger, and a guy that really sort of shifted the culture. He's a guy that, you know, he's along those lines of your Benji Marshall, your Sean Johnson, came with this new sort of approach to rugby league. The way that he moved, the way that he stepped, his ball playing, just how strong he was, unbelievable. The other moments I'll never forget with Roger was the year that he moved to the Warriors. I believe they played the Sydney Roosters on the Central Coast that season, and he scored an unbelievable try. In fact, it was the only try he scored that season. It was a couple of weeks before his ACL injury. I think it's Tui Lolohea bursts through and he finds Roger on his inside and scores an unreal try against his former club. As you guys know, I've collected every Roger Tuivasa-Sheck card that has ever existed. So devastated to see that he is leaving our game. He's a guy that I had really high hopes for. I thought that he was the guy that potentially could end the premiership drought for the New Zealand Warriors. As I spoke about this morning, I've been very high on them for a long time, as you all know. Devastating to see him go to Union. But once again, I think it says a lot about the New Zealand Warriors. I think it says a lot about the characters that are over there at the moment, that they understand the bigger picture of what Roger's trying to achieve. And I think it says a lot about the club for releasing him early. The reality is they've got guys for next year that they need to focus on. As much as, you know, most clubs would have said, no, you've got to stay here. We've got to win some games. We don't want to come last. We want to do this. We want to do that. They understand the bigger picture. And I love that about the New Zealand Warriors at the moment, letting Roger go to go and achieve what he has to achieve in Union. Hopefully the sooner he achieves it, the sooner he's back in our game. I really do hope we get to see Roger once again, but he is gone for now. I just want to thank him for all he's done for our game. He has been a walking highlights reel for so many years now. He's been one of my favourite players of all time. I think behind Stacey Jones, he's probably the second best Kiwi I've ever seen, along with Benji Marshall. I think those three are right up there at the very top of it. He's the only guy to win a Dally M medal for the New Zealand Warriors. An incredible achievement in a season that really wasn't overly impressive for the Warriors. I think he's been their player of the year three or four times as well. So another incredible knock, a true leader, a guy that I think really developed into a fantastic captain. I sort of questioned the decision at the very start, but he came of age so quickly, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. He really came of age before he was ready, in my opinion. He's done an incredible job. I absolutely love the bloke. I hope we do get to see him in rugby league once again. Crazy to look at where his career has ended up when I saw this 17-year-old running around at Queen's Park, sidestepping and jumping around, tongue out, carrying on a little bit. An incredible career that has unfolded for Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Congratulations on everything you have achieved, Rog. Fingers crossed, we see you back very soon, and hopefully you achieve even more in rugby union.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.